Dyer's Daily.
I often have moments where I'll just be going along and doing what I normally do and being quite happy with that fact and thinking, yep, I've got everything done that I need to and that's absolutely okay. And then I'll have other days where I start having other ideas where I can branch out into stuff and creative projects. And it will usually be triggered by something I experienced or something I watched on the TV, maybe revisited, and thought, I can do something with that. And 9 times out of 10, I have to talk myself out of this stuff because it just isn't viable for me to keep jumping from one thing to another. And it's a harsh lesson that I've had to learn over time and then wondered why I wasn't successful in anything, because you kind of have to cultivate, certainly in podcasting, you have to give it time. I mean, I was ready to give up on the Quocast after about 3 to 6 months, I think. And then I did an episode and it blew up. And you just go on from there. You kind of have to wait for your big bang moment. But the problem is with these new ideas, some of them don't have a lot of longevity. A couple I'm considering may have longevity and have certainly been fleshed out since I first thought of them. But in the main part, I don't think they will really go anywhere. But I will tell you the ideas that I currently have, and I'm unsure whether this is going to happen, and I'm going to try and do it in the allotted time. So I am a huge fan of Woodland Animations. They did Postman Pat, but I liked Bertha and Charlie Chalk the most. Those are the shows that I grew up with. I've never seen Gran, but I thought, wouldn't it be great to do a podcast about that? Initially, it was a Charlie Chalk podcast. And then it kind of grew out, and I thought, well, how do you do that? Do you interview people? Sometimes the most random things are things people want to talk about. But if I put something out there, what if nobody wants to talk about it? Then you have to go to I write about it like an essay, or I talk about it like this. But then what value does it have as a listener? And the thing is, you might be thinking, well, is it viable? If no one wants to talk about it, who'd want to listen to it? It might just be that fan base feel a bit awkward about talking about it, that actually they'd want to hear something about it, but not talk about it. So that's one of the ideas. I may talk about another one at some other point because I'm coming to the end of the time. But it's just thoughts that I have, and whether they will all work or not, well, we'll just have to wait and see. And even by the time this episode comes out, it may already exist.
Dyer's Daily.